What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm not sure why I'm saying it like that. I just...
Bismarck.
North Dakota.
German pronunciation.
Yeah, well, I have a little German in me, you know. Tilges.
A little German in you?
Yeah.
It's not German. It's German.
German. Do you know any Tilgeses?
No.
My mom is a Tilges, and the Tilges side had Tilges and Ditburner. There's a couple of good German names for you.
There you go.
And they were Jamestown, Saskatchewan, lots of places. A lot of Minnesota, too. But and of course, I have a little Norwegian, too, on the Hannon side. You know what I'm saying?
A little Norwegian, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. So
you know how to properly eat lefse then.
Exactly. With just butter. I don't put sugar on it. I do not. I'm not big on the sugar on the lefse.
But you don't put peanut butter on it. We have a regular that, K-Fire Cafe regular that puts peanut butter on his lefse.
That's weird.
Crazy Bob.
That's just plain weird.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Shane, I see he likes lefse. See, our engineer who answers the phone when you call.
All right, Shane. Lefse. You are now officially the supervising commanding producer of What's in Your Mind.
I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to offend anybody at Huspest, but I can't find a kind of lefse that I get, at Christmas from family members. I've never bought lefse that tastes like the lefse, at Christmas.
Oh, I had a great grandma Clayton. My great grandmother made awesome lefse too. But I would rather have what they're selling at North Coast Fest than what's typically sold in stores.
Yeah.
You can't go to, a Twin Cities supermarket and get real lefse.
Well, I can't even go to Huskfest and buy it. I mean,
I'd rather have what they have than what a typical supermarket across the country is going to have.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we have a little time here to chat because Congressman Kevin Cramer is just wrapping up a hearing. He'll join us for the full hour here, but if you have questions or comments for him, certainly welcome at 855-200-1776. And you can either leave a message for Kevin by just pressing 1, and we'll get that on for him when he comes in, or if you press 2, you can join us on the air. So it is the Talk Radio Town Hall today, and we're brought to you today in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. That's right. The program's called What's on Your Mind, and we want to know when you call 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. But we also want to thank our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council for making What's on Your Mind possible, so we can find out what is on your mind. And, the oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
Okay.
We need to mention one thing.
Yes.
Because we started talking about food, and that tends to send us down. We have in the studio a pie chart, ladies and gentlemen. It's right behind Todd Mitchell, and he puts pins on it when we find great pie. And
I think a few got removed, but we had to move some stuff around in here.
We've been talking so much about pie lately the good folks from the Lake of the Woods Pie Company up in Warroad, Minnesota, were listening to us and said, you know what we want to do? We want to bring you the best pie in the Northern Plains.
The best pie, okay.
Not just for you, Todd, not just for me, but they want to share with our listeners.
Really?
They do. So they said, where could we serve them up some of this pie? And I said, Todd and I are going to be hanging out with all kinds of listeners at the Agri International Show.
Yep.
The K-Fire.
Thursday and Wednesday at the Bismarck Civic Center.
It is the big ag show of the year in Bismarck, and K-Fire sponsors it every year for how many years now? I mean, it's gone
37th year.
37th year of the Agri International Show. So Tuesday and Wednesday, Todd and I will be there doing the show. You can stop by and say hi. Tuesday after the show, free pie.
Whoa.
I think that's the two best words in the English language, free and pie.
Those are great words.
Do you get any better than that?
That's pretty good.
Free and pie. So anyway, we're looking forward to that, and we're going to give you a chance to check it out. Tyler and Mandan, waiting to weigh in on what's on your mind. Tyler, tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I just went over the Grand Marsh Bridge. There was a crash in the eastbound lane. Traffic's kind of getting backed up, and it's kind of getting slick, especially on that Grand Marsh Bridge. So just let everyone know.
Appreciate you calling on that.
Yeah,
be
thank
careful.
You.
Thank you, Tyler. 800-228-0550. Ben and Kenmare, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Are you there, Ben?
Yes, I am. I was just shutting my radio down so we wouldn't get get the feedback. Anyway, before I get to what I was calling about, I appreciate the fact that one of you guys just puts butter on their left so the way God intended.
Was it God that invented that?
Yeah.
I didn't know where that originated.
The Norwegian God, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But I'm glad that I'm glad that's where it did, because I've never, just butter and a lot of it. In fact, if there's more butter than lefse, I've succeeded in getting that yes, delicacy prepared properly.
I do disagree, though. I do think that free and pie go a little bit below free and beer.
All right. Well, we should start a top 10 list of words that belong with free. Free money would be good, right?
Yeah, look to it. Sure.
Yeah. Free,
sure.
Free pie, free beer. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. But we don't have to worry about driving after free pie. We do have to worry about driving after free beer. So I think ours belongs up there. So anyway,
okay.
Guys.
If you want to be that way about it, we can do that.
All right. What's on your mind, Ben?
Oh, I'm the guy that called last week about Amtrak, and I'm happy to report I successfully escaped. We were only seven and a half hours late getting into Winona, and on the return trip, we were only 8 hours late getting back into Minot. On the way back, they did an interesting thing. I think it's they blamed it on, they blame everything on to BN because BN owns the rails and decides who's going to go where and when.
And I'm going to interrupt briefly here, Ben, to tell our listeners. Ben was literally stuck on an Amtrak train last week, called in during the program, and because of a technical glitch at the end of our conversation with Congressman Kramer, we didn't end up getting the question in about Amtrak that he's been looking into the last couple of weeks. Will you do me a favor, Ben, and just hold tight? We're going to have you be the first question for Congressman Kramer on this issue, and you can give me your report firsthand. So just stay right there, and we'll come back to you as soon as Congressman Kramer joins us. Anthony Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I was wondering if I could get a favor from you.
Well, it depends on the favor, but I'm all ears here.
All right, when the Republicans take over the Senate this year and they take off they leave the nuclear option, I want you to do me a favor and make sure you blast Senator Heitkamp's response yesterday that the nuclear option with everything, all that in a bag of chips, and that it's hunky-dory, and when the Republicans use it against the Democrats.
So you think politically that one is a winner for Republicans?
No, I just find it ironic that she can go on, you know, talk radio and tout it as being the best thing since sliced bread when it was a 200-year-old tradition that was put in place for a reason, not because it got things done, but because it prevented, you know, judges from just being pushed through by one political party.
Yeah, that pesky Constitution gets in the way of inconvenient desires of the President of the United States. It's pretty amazing how that happens. I think what that does is show the arrogance of Harry Reid and President Obama. And I guess it's fair, Anthony, for you to say that Heidi Heitkamp is a willing participant in that in her defense of it yesterday.
Not only did she vote for it, she goes on and she touts it as being, you know, this great thing. But I guarantee if the Republicans, when they take the Senate back, keep that nuclear option, her and every other Democrat will be screaming and hollering how it's not fair, how, you know, it was 200-year-old tradition, how, Republicans are being just one-sided and not being fair about, you know, keeping the nuclear option. But it's okay when they do it because they want judges to be pushed through unconstitutionally.
Yeah, interesting take, Anthony. I hope as many people pay as close attention to that issue as you obviously have, because it's just a pattern of an arrogance of power right now that I think is unfortunate. Appreciate your call very much. John Thompson, North Dakota, home of the Tommies, listening on AM 1100. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Well, I listened earlier, and you said when someone mentioned Obamacare, she said the opposition against it is partisan. So if I would have been able to, you know, like you're the host, a follow-up question could have been, okay, so 65 to 75% of the people in North Dakota that want this done away with are being partisan. So when 35,000 people in the state of North Dakota lose their health care insurance, that's being partisan. When the president lies to the American people and to North Dakotans saying you can keep your health insurance and you can keep your dollar or your doctor, and then they find out they can't, that's being partisan. Those are some questions you could have asked her, but I can guarantee you this, that if you would have, the chances of getting Heidi Heitkamp back on your program again just went down the toilet, because those are questions she won't be able to answer.
Well, first of all, I'm willing to take a critique from anybody in the audience who thinks, and by the way, your question's a great follow-up. I'll just put you in my shoes for a second. We had tons of calls and a limited amount of time, and so for me to weigh in every time, I'd rather defer to you and other listeners to have your say on it than I blather, 3 hours a day.
Yes, you do. You blather.
Right? So,
you don't even have to say anything beyond that. You blather.
She was challenged by the audience, and that's good.
Yeah,
but anyway,
exactly.
It's a good follow-up. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio God. Who gave you that name anyway?
Phil Parker. I just, for the record, I never, ever call myself that.
Well,
every once in a while, somebody will call me. Well, why do you call me that? No.
Blame it on Phil Parker.
Phil Parker, yeah.
Phil and Mark, quit fun in the morning on K-Fire. All right, folks, we continue on What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I am Scott Hennon, and we welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And it's Wednesday. That means it's our talk radio town hall, and Congressman Kevin Cramer has pried himself away from a very interesting hearing to talk with his constituents. Did you get your question in today, Congressman?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of questions that, and a lot of answers. It's very interesting that the hearing is it's in the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, which has become a really fun, very interesting committee for me to serve on. And the title of it is Examining the Science of EPA Overreach, and we're using a case study in Texas. And what's so interesting about Scott, North Dakotans would love this, because here were the big issues in the hearing. EPA overreach in greenhouse gas emissions rule that we're all dealing with right now, probably one of the most egregious overreaches we've ever seen by the EPA. Proposed fracking rules, and of course EPA overreach into agriculture. So when I sit and listen to Texans talk, other than the accent, they sound a lot like North Dakotans. So anyway, yeah. But very, very interesting hearing. And the Science Committee really has explored a lot of issues relevant to North Dakota, especially energy.
What's the hot topic today? Are you getting anywhere with trying to get underneath the hood of the EPA there at all?
No, we're really not getting very far, because the EPA, in so many ways, here's what's interesting. The best for me is to draw on my experience as a former public service commissioner. The lack of transparency by the EPA, whether it's especially issues relating to pollution and air quality and whatnot, they hide the science. They hide it under the auspices of secrecy or privacy, or individual privacy of people who were part of a study, healthcare privacy, and it's just all ridiculous things we'd never do or get by with in North Dakota. And we've even subpoenaed the EPA for data that they've been using to make rules and then enforce them, especially Clean Air Act rules. And they still refuse to provide the information, so we continue the oversight over and over. And I know many people get frustrated. They feel like the Republican House isn't doing enough to hold the administration accountable. And yet last year we had over 1,300 oversight hearings, things like EPA overreach, NSA spying. Everybody thinks that Snowden, blew the whistle on the National Science or on the NSA. And when it was the House of Representatives a month before that got James Clapper under oath to lie, basically, denying that the NSA collects metadata. Same with many of the IRS things. Those revelations all came from House oversight hearings. And so as long as we're a minority in this town, we're going to continue the oversight piece of it, drafting legislation and trying to hold people accountable, and at the very least inform the public and shed some light on abuse.
Big week of legislation. I know you worked really hard on that farm bill. Yep. Senator Heitkamp was here yesterday. He gave you a lot of credit, by the way, for your work on it, along with Senator Hovind. And obviously it was a bipartisan heavy lift. We'll talk about that in a minute. We do have Ben on the phone from Kenmare. And Ben had called in before you were on last week and relayed a story about being stuck, literally stopped dead on the tracks on an Amtrak train, and the Amtrak folks, blaming BNSF. And I know a previous caller had called about that. You're working on that. So first of all, Ben, if you wouldn't mind just summarizing real briefly for Congressman Kramer, the dilemma you had last week, and then we'll find out what he's got in the way of news for us on this.
Well, sure. It's not just me. It seems like just about everyone that wants to run the Empire Builder across North Dakota here is running into this problem. We were 7.5 hours late getting into Winona, Minnesota. We were 8 hours late getting back into Minot, North Dakota. While we were waiting to get on in Winona, the train coming from Minot was 12 hours late. There was one poor individual sitting at the station in Winona for 12 hours waiting for the train, and it's always that there's a broken track here, there's a stuck switch there, but the bottom line is it's always BN's fault because we no longer have priority over the freight. So they told me to talk to my congressman, which apparently I'm doing right now.
You are.
And I don't know why it's the congressman's job. I guess that's my problem.
Sure.
Because I know BN is Amtrak is subsidized, and the train was at best half full.
Sure.
I'm thinking maybe for the subsidies we just shut it down and buy everybody an airline ticket. I would really like. I know Kevin that you've said that you've talked about going.
Yeah.
You have run Amtrak.
I have many times. Yeah.
Much as I like you,
not lately,
I voted for you. I would still suggest maybe you take a trip on Amtrak because you can get from Williston, North Dakota to Washington, D.C. on Amtrak.
Yeah.
You can even charge your cell phone there, but you can't use the Internet. So you're going to kind of be out on your own. But, it's just take a short trip on it anyway and find out what's going on here.
Yeah. Here's the deal, Ben. Thank you, and thanks for sharing your story. And a couple weeks ago, Bill from Fargo had called in as well. Similar situation. Same, in fact, pretty almost identical. And like Bill and Ben and their family stuff, I like to take the Empire Builder as well. As my wife always says, you're on vacation the second you step on the train. Here's the deal. The priority issue is, first of all, Amtrak or, you know, passengers still have priority as a matter of law, as a matter of rule and law. Amtrak is priority over freight. That has not changed. What has, however, of course, are a couple of things, not the least of which is a very congested track. And so where, you know, a few years ago when Amtrak would come through, if there was a freight train on the track, you know, they'd have to go to the next possible place, you know, where they can, you know, switch over to the second track, and then the Amtrak continues on. That's the practice, that's the law. The problem is now, of course, that there are times, and there are many times, when there is literally no other track to switch over to. The tracks, of course, are heavily used, and yes, there are issues, and it's also this particular winter, Ben, colder than a lot of winters, and so that's only exacerbated the problems like it does with a lot of other things. That said, there is no question that Amtrak riders and Amtrak itself is very, very frustrated with this situation. I can tell you that, you know, there are hundreds of millions of dollars, and I mean hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on the double tracking, much of that very area that you're talking about, Ben, and you've seen probably some of it. And if you've been on the Amtrak, you've seen, you know, you've literally seen the construction going on along that route that's, you know, creating the double track, which should alleviate much of the pressure and the bottleneck, because then you'll literally have two tracks the entire route. In the meantime, we still have the issue. We still have the problem. So I can't give you a great answer, and you're right. It's not my job to run the railroad, but I can. But the laws are still in place that give Amtrak priority. It's just, frankly, a matter of traffic.
So this is more Amtrak's issue than it is BNSF.
Well, no, I don't know that I'd say that, Scott. It's BNSF's track. They own the track. But there's just a whole bunch of freight on it. It's not like one train now, you know, between, you know, Williston and Minot occasionally. There are lots of trains. They're on there at the same time. You know, there are tracks that are literally, there's no place to go because there's already a freight train on the second track. So it's just a congestion issue dealing with traffic. And until that infrastructure gets developed further.
Hold tight, Kevin, if you would. We're up against the clock. More coming up.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken, before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Let's talk about the Farm Bill for a minute, because that's obviously big news. Any idea when this is going to become law?
Well, the president has pledged to sign it, obviously. I would expect he'd sign it, within hours, if not some days. It'd be very soon. I suspect there'd be a little bit of a ceremony attached to it, and those that want to participate in the ceremonial signing would probably go over to the White House. Somebody asked me yesterday if I wanted to do it, and I said, I just want him to sign the bill. I really do. Just let's get it done. But it's very encouraging, Scott. I mean, it was a very long process. Obviously, we all know that. But, our founders designed it to be difficult to pass laws. We live in this time when everybody complains about the lack of productivity of Congress as though it's supposed to be easy to come here and just sign a bunch of laws. And the reality is it's supposed to be difficult. No, it shouldn't be this difficult, but it was a long process that's, I think, reflective of a divided Congress, which is reflective of a divided country. But the work got done, and all in all, on balance, it's a good compromise farm bill.
Now, if you do go to the bill signing,
I
suggest that maybe yourself, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hoeven, bring like an extra pen each, and then maybe an executive order on Keystone XL pipeline.
So, well, wouldn't that be nice? One of the things, Scott, I'd like to see us do in the House is attach passage of the Keystone pipeline to the raising of the debt ceiling, because we need to get our economy going and cut some spending, especially permanent spending or mandatory spending, and I know the president has said, I will not negotiate with the Congress on raising the debt limit. I don't know where he gets that level of, confidence, I guess you could say, but the senators are telling us that they have the votes to pass this in the Senate. It appears there are, maybe 60, as many as 60 votes to pass in the Senate. And I think, well, if that's the case, we shouldn't have any trouble attaching it to a debt ceiling increase, along with some other things like perhaps a repeal of the medical device tax, perhaps a repeal of the insurance company bailout for Obamacare, some of the things that are very popular. And if we're going to raise the debt ceiling, let's at least create some revenue and create some cuts some places.
All right, I'll come back to Keystone in a moment. I want to just finish on the farm bill. Last time you were on, there was folks on both sides of the issue of conservation compliance.
Yes.
Being tied to crop insurance in the farm bill. I specifically asked Senator Heitkamp yesterday about it and said, I know you, like Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer, were against it. Couldn't you make a more forceful case to the Democratic members of the Senate, like Harry Reid, like Debbie Stabenow, to make the case? She basically said, no, it's Sexy Chambliss was the reason. This was first proposed by him, and it's that Republican senator from Georgia's fault. So here's that exchange, and I want your take on this. Roll that, Chris.
Well, I think because when you're up against, when Senator Hoeven and I are up against Saxby Chambliss and a whole lot of Republicans, as well as every major conservation group, and incidentally, Scott, one of the reasons why the NRA has endorsed the farm bill is because of this provision. So we had some pretty stiff opposition. And the problem that you have being a North Dakota senator is a lot of those down river, what I call the I states, already did their tiling and their draining years ago. And so North Dakota maintained their wetlands for a lot longer period. And as a result, we've now become the flyway. We've now become kind of the conservation state.
Sure.
And it's really not fair to our producers.
All right, so she's saying that's the problem. I just want to get to the bottom of this because we all agree it's bad for North Dakota. Who's to blame for it, and how do we fix it?
Well, first of all, she's right about in her description of the I states and the fact that North Dakota has been the conservation state all along, not because of laws, but because of really conservation-oriented farmers and an agricultural industry that cares about the land and the water. They just move with it, as opposed to moving it. Well, anyway, so she's right about that part. The part that, say, is a bunch of Republicans and, it's actually Chambliss's fault when Debbie Stabenow was the chairman of the committee and insisted that they not be tied. I get we all defend our party, so she's doing her best to do that. But there's not a single agricultural group in North Dakota, including the North Dakota Farmers Union, which many people would associate more with the Democrats, of course, than they would with the Republicans, that supports that position. So, she's right. It's a little bit of a North Dakota centric issue, which I've said many times myself. But, anyway, the Democrats do control the United States Senate. That's a fact that can't be disputed.
All right. Does Saxe Chambliss deserve blame for first raising this issue?
I don't know. Even if he does, the fact of the matter is that he is in the minority in the United States Senate. And if we had the majority party supporting it, wouldn't be a problem. So, I get that. But at some point, I'm one out of 435 over here, and we were able to get it done.
The other thing that she said is that it had been the damage had been lessened by some of the amendments. I believe
yes.
She mentioned one that you had done,
yes,
and
right.
one that Senator Hoeven had done on it
right.
not being retroactive.
Right.
But all that does is say it's just not bad for as long, right?
Yeah, the pain will only be going forward as opposed to being retroactive, which is not an insignificant issue, by the way, because as you might have noticed, we have an administration that's very zealous about imposing regulations and fines and notices of violation, and they keep a lot of really good records. So there's nothing that this administration would love more than to go to a bunch of farmers and say, hey, for the last several years, you broke the law that we're passing tomorrow. But my amendment that guarantees an acre for an acre mitigation of wetlands, as opposed to the current practice of administration bureaucrats running out to a farm and saying, hey, if you're going to drain that 12 inch square low spot on your land, it's going to cost you 10 acres over here to mitigate it for ducks or something. That practice is no longer going to be, while it's technically allowed, it is in the bill, as language of, for the administration to follow. So we'll be watching that very, very closely to ensure that the administration adheres to the spirit of that acre for acre mitigation. And if it's ever breached, and if any farmer finds out that it's breached or tells me that it's breached, we'll come down very, very hard on whichever bureaucrat is doing it.
Congressman Kevin Cramer with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. We have a special treat for you, Kevin.
Really?
Some of your constituents that are with the Bismarck-Mandan Chamber of Commerce Media Day event here at KFIRE have just walked into the studio, and they all are expressing a large desire to say hi. Do you mind if they say hello?
Oh, I'd love to hear from them.
Okay, so first of all together, hello, Congressman Cramer.
Hello, Congressman Cramer.
And then if you would just each step up to the mic and say your name and where you're from, then he can hear. And this fellow here.
One at a time, though. Don't all rush to the microphone.
No, my name is Jordan Hutzenmuller. I'm from Mandan, North Dakota.
Jordan, who are you with?
I work for MDU Resources Group.
All right, so get your plug in for your companies here. Just step up to the. He did. He got MDU in there. Just name and where you're from.
Carl Liepitz, MDU Resources.
Hey, Carl.
All right. Who else?
Deidre Olmstead, Catermas Lane, Jackson.
KLJ. There you go. Come on up.
Gina Hawk, NISB.
Howdy. All right.
Scott Ritter from the Aspen Group.
Hey, Scott.
Newly Kinsley from Bremer Bank.
Very good.
Nobody's exempt from this, by the way. Everybody get up to the microphone now so you can say hi. Yeah.
Sandy Himmelsbach, Aetna.
Hi.
Laura Myers from the Ryan Dodge of Bismarck.
Wow. Got a good plug in there. I'm saying goodbye to Dodge Ram. Now, the Ryan Dodge. Beautiful. Who's next?
Jason Anderson, Bank of North Dakota.
Hey, Jason.
All right. Is that the Bank of North Dakota?
There's only
the
one that
Bank
I know.
Of North Dakota. Oh, yeah.
Josh Blickery, American Bank Center.
Hi.
Derek Weigel, Cornerstone Bank.
Derek.
Jed Fleur, Security First Bank.
There's a lot of money in this room.
Yeah, let's have fun.
Josh Wayne from McDonald's and Shiloh Christian School.
One more time, we didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Josh Wayne's from McDonald's and Shiloh Christian School.
All right. Is there a McDonald's in Shiloh Christian School now?
No, but there's a little boy named Shiloh, whose favorite restaurant is McDonald's. He's in first grade at Shiloh.
Lee Weisberg, Starian Financial.
All right. Yes, by the way, Congressman Kramer just said there's a little boy by the name of Abel. Who he knows pretty well that goes to Shiloh School. Kevin Chris's youngest.
Michelle Walker with the Ann Carlson Center.
Some great work at the Ann Carlson Center for sure.
Susan Ronning, the Bismarck Police Department.
All right. Bismarck Police Department. I love it. Okay. Who's next?
I'm Amber Hammond from HIT Incorporated.
From what Incorporated?
HIT.
HIT Incorporated.
Yes. Website is hitinc.org.
Hitinc.org. Way to get the web plug in.
Love HIT.
Andrea
love
Funkert with MDU Resources.
All right. Thank you, Andrea.
I'm going to take a back to class.
We're taking away from class. Did everybody get in?
It's tardy now. Is that the deal?
Okay. Thank
Sorry
you all.
We kept you after. Now me is going to keep you after.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin Kramer. Okay.
Thank
all right.
You.
All right. We'll get you back to class.
All right. That was quite fun. They're having a little class here, a little Bismarck Mandan class that they came in to say. I thought you'd appreciate
that. Well, a lot of bankers, this Dodd-Frank thing is killing the independent bankers. We're working our darndest to issue by issue to try to roll much of that back.
They were troopers. They didn't know they were going to be put on the radio, and they did a fine job there. Let's go to Wes in Mercer County, listening on 550 K-Fire for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Wes.
Good morning, Representative Kramer. This is more of a request, and this deals with the Industrial Commission's special places designation.
Sure.
I have a great concern that they are actively inviting federal agencies outside of their congressional authorization. Mm. And much to Senator Dorgan's credit, when the Northern Plains Heritage Area was front and center, and there were some issues with the Knife River Indian Village and the park administrator down there, he made it very clear to the National Park System that you are not allowed to come out of your authorized boundaries and weigh in on state issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I would very much encourage you to, if possible, to weigh in with our state officials.
Sure.
With the concerns about inviting federal agencies to come outside of their authorized boundaries and begin to weigh in on issues of the viewshed when it is on private property. I think this is going to be a very serious issue. And once you invite, whether it's the state or the federal government, once you invite a federal agency to come out of its authorized boundaries, like the National Park Service, it is the mission creep does not end.
Yeah.
And I think we are going to need our congressional delegation to weigh in to ensure that we keep our private property private and not have federal agencies coming in through a regulatory taking to determine what you can and cannot do on private property.
All right, Wes, thanks for that. And that's an insight I hadn't thought about. Obviously, this is a state issue, but to the degree that it's a state issue that, you know, whether, you know, probably unintentionally invites federal agencies into the jurisdiction, it's an interesting point. So we'll get on that. We'll look into that right away. And, you know, I sit on the Natural Resources Committee, and this is right in our wheelhouse, of course. So, we'll look into that and make sure that, we share any potential, you know, legal or technical concerns with the Industrial Commission.
Perfect. I'm sure. Thanks, Wes. Appreciate the call. More coming up with Congressman Kramer after the break.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zeihan, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the man of the hour in our talk radio town hall. And this is the lightning round segment because it's our shortest segment of the hour. So we'll go as quickly as we can to all the folks that are waiting. Quick questions, quick answers. Congressman, if we can, Jamie Bismarck, listening on KFIRE. Go ahead. You're next on What's on. Let's go to Jamie. Devin is after Jamie. Jamie's been waiting the longest. Oh, now we hung up on Devin. What are we doing here? Sorry, Devin. Call back, Devin. Jamie, Bismarck, go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, Jamie.
Whenever a new president and his administration takes their term, how much turnover is there in the EPA? Because I'm pretty sure Lisa Jackson was appointed by Obama, but how many other people is he appointed there?
Jamie, you are at the heart of the problem right there. Here's the problem with the EPA. The EPA is full of it's not just political appointees, Jamie. They're bad enough, and there's a number of them. I don't know the exact number, but the by and large, most people in the EPA are not, they're professional career people, but they, if they're like any bureaucracy, you pick the bureaucracy, they start defending the bureaucracy more than they, than the people that they're supposed to represent. And so their bent becomes more and more to the left. And so consequently, what you have are probably decades, in some cases, of bureaucrats that have been waiting to be unleashed by the, by somebody like Barack Obama and this administration. And so we are seeing a cascading effect. And Jamie, if we ever get control of the United States Senate and the presidency, we'd better be ready to go very deep, deep into the EPA, if not eliminate it altogether and reconfigure it somewhere else. But that's what we need to do in order to get control of that agency.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Devin, listening on 550 KFIR. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I just have a couple quick questions there for Congressman Kramer. The first is I've read a couple articles that under Obama's administration, they've bought like 4 million cremation coffins that could fit 3 to 5 bodies into the time, 14 million body bags, and like 136 million MRIs. I was kind of wondering what your idea on that is. Mine, it sounds like possible Holocaust. No, it sounds extreme, but what would you take it as? And then the other is I keep hearing rumor of enough votes in Congress to impeach Obama. Is that just rumor, or is it a smoking gun we have that we can fire and take care of business?
Yeah. Okay. The first one is total news to me, so we'll have to check that one out, Devin. And I'd be concerned if that was in fact the case. But let me get to, you know, let me check it out and see if it's true. First of all, and if it is true, whether that's, I mean, I don't know, 14 million body bags. I don't know how you'd ever justify that, even if it's a bargain. With regard to enough votes to impeach the president, I don't see how that's even remotely possible in the United States Senate. So I'd be shocked if that were the case. I'd be happy if there's enough votes to right now to ensure that the Keystone Pipeline is approved. So that we're working on that right as we speak.
Appreciate the call, Devin. Thank you. I just had a vision of going into Savers and seeing body bags at 2 for $1 or something.
Yeah.
Well, let's buy 14 million at that price.
Well, you know where to buy one.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, but I've heard that story too, and I hope it's not true. Larry, Valley City, listening on KFIR. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. And I was just calling a concern about people not following up, or Congress not following up, I guess, concerning things that are not congressional or constitutional, mm-hmm. and they find them guilty even through contempt of Congress, and then supposedly nothing happens after that. Well, right. Congress is there. They're in charge of what happens, and I would think there would be some legal procedure after that to follow through and cause some legal reparations for these people anyway.
Yeah. Well, one might think so, Larry, and that's a great point. And by the way, speaking of Valley City, there's a wonderful young police officer in the Capitol Police Department by the name of Eric Kiefert, who's from Valley City, and his folks live there, and his dad was a former police officer there, Doug. But anyway, Eric's covers the House of Representatives, and so I see him a lot. But Larry's point is you'd think so, but there actually isn't. Part of the separation of powers in the Constitution, while it provides oversight authority and certain other components of that, including contempt issues and, of course, holding people, subpoena powers and whatnot, it still requires the same process, and that is to say both the House and the Senate to be in agreement on something. So last year, the House of Representatives held over 1,300 oversight hearings on IRS, NSA, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, most of the things we know about in terms of corruption of the president and the administration have come from our oversight. The Senate, on the other hand, I suppose you could probably count them on your two hands. And so even if we find somebody in contempt, like we have with Eric Holder, it's been upheld by the courts, you can't compel them without both chambers in complete compliance or a complete agreement to do it. So that's why there's a separation. Now, that said, I've looked into it quite seriously, the legal authority or the standing that Congress has to use then the other branch of government, that is to say the judiciary. And you'd be amazed at how difficult it is to get standing to bring judicial action against an administration. And that's all part of the, you know, the separate but equal powers in the Constitution. So there is legislation called the STOP Act that's designed to give Congress a little more standing.
Finally, an acronym I love in Washington. Stop! Stop, people! Yeah. Larry, we're out of time. Congressman Kramer, thanks for the hour. As always, we appreciate it very much. We'll chat with you next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
And for those folks that didn't get in, call the hotline. Get those questions in early. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.